Good morning and welcome to another interview for The Morning Show. I'm Phil Huff, your host, and this morning we have a great opportunity to talk with representatives from two different organizations that are going to be merging some programs here in the very near future, near and dear to many folks in Sandpoint. We have Steve Holt, Executive Director, and Carolyn Knack, Associate Director of the Lake Ponderay Waterkeepers. And we're joined also by Brad Smith, North Idaho Director, and Becca Rodak, Communications and Engagement Assistant for the Idaho Conservation League. So we have a lot of folks on this morning. Why don't we get a quick high round robin, and then we'll kind of piecemeal out the questions so we don't have too many people talking at any one time. But Steve, good morning, Steve.
Yeah, morning to you. Thanks again for having us on, Phil. Really appreciate it.
You bet. Carolyn, good morning.
Morning, Phil. How's it going?
Yes. Very good. Thank you. And we're all smiling because we're recording this in the afternoon, but we do pretend it to be morning. So good morning, Brad.
Good pretend morning, Phil.
Yes. Nice. Hi, Becca. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Phil. Thanks for having us.
Great. I think everyone's volume sounds good. And longtime listeners will recognize each one of you and know a little bit more about you. But as we go through, we're going to talk a little bit about your roles, especially at this time of transition. Let's start with the big picture overview of what's happening. Steve, Brad, why don't you guys take it away and tell our listeners more, assuming that many of them might not have heard any of this news yet.
Yeah, well, I guess I'll take that. Thanks, Phil, for the question. Yeah, basically, this started, you know, 6 or 8 months ago, and part of it had to do with, you know, Phil, I've been working at this since 2006. We started the Lake Ponderay Waterkeeper in 2009, and I kind of decided, you know, myself personally, just to slow down a little bit and try and retire and travel around a little bit more. And in the thinking of that, and then the work that we did with Brad and ICL over on the Trestle Creek project, which is still an issue, by the way, we decided and really, you know, looked at the different assets that each of our organizations, you know, had, and really felt like, you know, either a joining of forces somehow, and or, you know, more sensibility on how people's funds were getting spent. It made a lot of sense for us to shift over the water quality monitoring program and our advocacy work to ICL. And at the end of the day, and I'll let Brad speak to this, so I won't take up too much time, but I am really thrilled that this is happening. And I really think it's going to increase the potential for our water quality monitoring program to grow. And also, I think the ICL will bring a lot more teeth to the game when it comes to holding polluters accountable. So, you know, at the end, like I said, I'm really excited. So I'll give Brad a little floor time on that.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Steve. Steve approached ICL last fall and asked us about taking on some of this work. And it was really humbling to have Steve and the Lake Ponderay Waterkeeper approach ICL about taking on their advocacy work and their water quality monitoring program. You know, they've done such a great job establishing that water quality monitoring program and a program that is focused on advocacy around Lake Ponderay, whereas ICL has really kind of just dabbled in some of the advocacy efforts regarding the lake. You know, we're a statewide organization with a statewide mission, and we haven't had a staff person locally who is really dedicated to these issues. You know, they've been spread thin because they are working on other stuff. But we get, you know, increasingly in this time of lots of development and people moving in, phone calls all the time from people who are concerned about, you know, land use planning decisions, new developments, and all kinds of things that affect the water quality of Lake Ponderay, but also these other iconic waterways that we have, like Lake Coeur d'Alene, Priest Lake, Kootenai River, what have you. And so when Steve approached us about taking on some of this work, our response was, that sounds really great. How about we actually make it bigger than Lake Ponderay and have someone who is really focused on all of these precious waterways and the things that affect the water quality and the beauty of these waterways. So we're really excited to have a dedicated staff person who can put the time in to these issues and really do the work. You know, I've gone to a couple of public meetings lately about Camp Bay, about the rezone out in Selly Valley and some other stuff. And, you know, I'm the public lands guy and the wildlife guy and don't have a whole lot of time to dedicate time to those issues and give them the attention they deserve. So we're super excited to have a new position to do this work.
So it sounds like it's a well thoughtful, planned out adoption rather than taking a baby in a basket and leaving it on the doorstep. And I think everyone listening will be heartened to know that. Let's dig into a few of the particulars. When does all this happen?
Well, right now we actually have a job announcement out. So for those who might be interested in applying, you can go to idahoconservation.org/careers. And there you'll see a posting for what we're calling our North Idaho Lakes assistant/associate, depending on experience. We're accepting applications until the position's filled. However, people who submit their applications by April 4th will be given consideration first. So if anyone's interested in working for the Idaho Conservation League and running our water quality monitoring program that we're taking on for Lake Ponderay and doing some of this advocacy work, we'd love to have those applications come in.
And they can find those applications on the Idaho Conservation League's website, I would imagine.
Yes. Okay. Yep, idahoconservation.org.
So you've both touched on a couple of the programs of really great note that the water keepers have done, the water quality monitoring and the lakeshore development, particularly that advocacy work. What are some of the other programs that will be picked up by ICL, and are any being dropped?
Go ahead, Steve.
I think it is just that, you know, ICL is really just taking on the water quality monitoring and the advocacy piece. The only other arm of LPOW that, you know, honestly hasn't quite found a home yet is our educational programming. And so we had a great lake ecology demonstration that we'd go into the classroom. COVID kind of put an end to that. Carolyn did an excellent job of producing a 6-chapter lake ecology video series that we're just now starting to disseminate to the schools and to other waterkeepers across the nation, actually. And there's a workbook available, and there's sort of a whole like video course of it. So we did that in lieu of being in the classroom, but we feel really strongly that we want our educational programming to continue. So Katie Cox and I have talked a little bit about this, but I'm really hoping that the Kinnexu Land Trust seems like an obvious choice to us to be able to pick up that piece. And really those are the three main arms that we have. So I think everything is pretty well taken care of.
It covers everything. Yeah, I've seen some of the educational work Carolyn has done, and it's absolutely fabulous. And the supporting materials, the videos, I'm sure are great, but I've seen some of the lake models and visually very nice stuff. Anything, Brad, in the transition, you've mentioned the expansion of the geography. Are there other new directions that you foresee ICL taking this program into?
You know, it's mainly focused on trying to protect the water quality of the lake and reduce both point sources and non-point sources of pollution. And point sources would be things like from wastewater treatment facilities or industrial facilities. And non-point would be stuff like agricultural runoff or like, you know, if people are planting Kentucky bluegrass next to the shoreline of the lake and then applying fertilizer, you know, that might be more of a, well, I mean, that could be both trying to influence land use planning and building codes around things like that, but also sort of trying to educate homeowners around these waterways about things they can do to prevent pollution from getting in the lakes and causing algae blooms and stuff like that. But yeah, there's just, you know, more than anything, a lot of land use decisions going on with all the development. And that's really the thrust of it at the moment. You know, whether it's things like the proposed marina at the mouth of Trestle Creek that we're working on right now. You know, there's a proposal to subdivide the Coulin wetlands over at Priest Lake. We've all heard about the Camp Bay right of way and the proposal that the county originally had to vacate the public right of way in Camp Bay. You know, so there's just a lot going on that could impact these waterways and the public's ability to enjoy them and especially to enjoy them in the future the way that we do today. So, you know, that's really where the work will be.
I know a few years ago, ICL's approach to water expanded from just water quality to water quantity. How does that connect with this position, these new programs?
Yes, we have a staff person in Boise, Marie Kellner, who does work on water quantity issues, you know, so things like water rights and stuff like that. And the focus of that is largely in the southern half of the state where it's a lot drier and there's a need to keep, you know, water in the rivers and streams for fish and for aquatic wildlife. That program, we don't do a whole lot of work on water quantity up here. However, the state is kicking off an adjudication process for water rights up north. We'll have to see where that goes and decide, you know, how much energy we think we need to dedicate to that. But that is a possibility.
The new programs coming into the fold of ICL, will they continue to be part of the Waterkeepers Alliance, the national umbrella organization, or will it shift away from that?
Yeah, at this time, we don't have any intention of becoming a part of the Waterkeeper Alliance. It's, you know, not that they don't do good work or that we wouldn't collaborate with them. It's just not really in our DNA to become affiliates of other organizations. So, you know, we will certainly partner with the Waterkeeper Alliance and with their affiliates like Selkirk Conservation Alliance and Kootenai Environmental Alliance, I think are both under the Waterkeeper umbrella. And they also do work on some of these waterways. So, you know, I look forward to us partnering with those organizations and also the tribes and other allies in doing this work.
Well, before we move on to some of the upcoming events and activities, how they will shift or not during the transformation, we'd be remiss to not ask Steve about a little more about what happens next for you. I remember the early days of the Bonner Aquatic Invasive Species Task Force, which you came to with such passion over these issues that led to the formation of the Waterkeepers. And it's hard to imagine advocacy work around our lake without you front and center, Steve, but tell us what you'll be doing.
Well, to be honest with you, Phil, it's a little hard for me to imagine as well. I have spent a lot of time and I do care deeply, you know, about our whole region as it relates to water. I am a fisherman. And so I think part of it is me getting out there. I mean, one of the most peaceful places on earth for me is hiking a beautiful river stream, you know, and I have been going at it pretty hard here this last decade and not getting any younger. So I kind of felt like this was a pretty good time, but you know, I'll be around. I'm certainly going to be making, you know, holding Brad's feet to the fire when it comes to some of these issues. So he'll be hearing from me a lot more. And I, you know, I have, I want to say, you know, I'm just deeply honored that, you know, I've been given the ability to sort of carry the torch for this for a while. And I'm really honored to be able to sort of hand it over to Brad and ICL. I think they're going to do, you know, just a great job, especially at this time. We've got such a multitude of issues that are happening, you know, all, you know, as mentioned, all the land development stuff. And with that land development, I just want to point out one thing. You know, we have five wastewater treatment facilities that actually discharge into our waterways right now. And I think we're at a really key moment in time in which we should be sitting around the table and revisiting this idea of a regionalized approach to wastewater, and sort of bringing in Kootenai-Ponderay Sewer District, who's just, you know, I don't want to like throw anybody under the bus or anything. I know that the people out there are trying to do the best that they can, but the way that their system is set up right now, it's just really have some negative impacts for Boyer Slough. And so I think that with the city of Sandpoint, you know, doing putting a lot of money into their wastewater treatment plant, that there's a way that we could bring Schweitzer in and Sagal and Kootenai-Ponderay and really try and do a much better job of treating our wastewater before it gets in. Anyway, that being said, you know, I am thrilled to have this transition, as I said, and looking forward to spending a little more time fishing and being around here too. So that's about all I can tell you.
That doesn't sound bad. It occurs to me in some ways we're coming around full circle in the very, very first iterations of the Lake Ponderay Water Keepers, if I remember right. It was essentially reviving the Panhandle Environmental League, PEL, which previously had been the part of the formation of ICL's local chapter in the early days of ICL. And so in some ways, it's just all really interconnected.
I think there's still some folding chairs down at the community hall with the PEL acronym on the back.
Yeah, and one step further than that, I actually just got off the phone with Jane Fritz a minute ago, who is an integral part of, you know, that whole piece. And I had just moved to town right at that time and was had my own, you know, email address that I was recreating. And I still have Pell in my personal email address.
There you go. Well, everything comes around. I think we've run through the transition pretty well. We can touch back on any particular points as we roll through the rest of the interview, but I think it's time we turn to some of the upcoming events, because there are still activities happening in April, and people who hear this news should know that these things aren't disappearing. They're continuing on, and let's talk now a little bit with Carolyn and Becca and take a rundown on some of what's coming up, the details of who's doing what and how the community can stay engaged. Why don't you give us a bit of an overview, Carolyn?
Well, first of all, thanks, Bill. And if anyone still has any questions about this transition or would like to talk more with any of us at LPOW or ICL, we're going to be hosting an open meeting about the transition at iCarts on March 31st, so this upcoming Thursday, at Upstairs and iCarts at 5:30. And so anyone is welcome to come grab a beer, meet us upstairs. Steve and Brad will, again, give a short presentation just about how this came about, what it means for ICL and the Waterkeeper, and just encourage folks to continue, you know, being stewards of our great watershed. And it's also going to be kind of a celebration of all the work that the Waterkeeper has accomplished in the past 13 years. And just an opportunity to kind of meet with other lake lovers and say cheers to the Waterkeeper. It's iCarts March 31st at 5:30. Anyone's welcome to come to there. And then also we're always open to questions if you want to call our phone number or reach out via email. So this Saturday, April 2nd, we're going to be hosting a cleanup. And so the Waterkeeper has been hosting cleanups for years. And last year we had a huge cleanup year. We collected over 1,500 pounds of trash. And I really want to continue that tradition. And it's a really great way to engage with the community and to kind of do your own part in protecting our watershed. And so we are partnering with the City of Sandpoint and with ICE, Idaho Conservation League, to host a community cleanup at City Beach on April 2nd from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And as always, we'll provide gloves and bags and cleanup supplies and also coffee from Evans Brothers, who are always just a consistent supporter of our cleanup, and then also treats to keep you going. And so anyone's welcome to come to that. You can bring reusable gloves and a recycled bag or bucket to reduce waste. But that's also, it's going to be the final event hosted by the Waterkeeper. And I'd love to see a huge turnout. We had over 100 volunteers at our fall cleanup, and I'd love to beat that record. I'd love to, you know, have a really good turnout on Saturday. It's one of my favorite things to do as part of the Waterkeeper. And, you know, it's a great way to interact with people.
always enjoyed coming out for those. They're just wonderful.
Yeah, it's always really fun, I think, despite the weather. You never know what the weather's going to be.
That, there's also some trainings that are occurring in April for some of the water quality monitoring programs that will transition over. Is that right?
Yes. So we have been recruiting volunteers for the past month or so for our annual water quality monitoring program. And that takes place from May through September. But we host our trainings in April and early May. And I leave the Waterkeeper on April 15th. And so we're going to squeeze in a training on April 12th for our citizen scientist volunteers. And we're going to be at City Beach at 5:30, or we're going to be at the docks at Winnipeg Marina, but City Beach, basically. And we're going to be training volunteers there about volunteer expectations, what we do during the program, and going over how to sample for the monitoring program and how to collect samples using our equipment.
And then after you leave, Becca, it sounds like you will be picking up at least until there's a water, not a water keeper, but a person in place that ICL hires to manage the program. Is that right?
Right. Yeah. So in the interim between finding someone for this lake's position, this lake's associate position up here in North Idaho, I will be helping mainly with coordinating volunteers and kind of scheduling those, that last training after Carolyn leaves us, which we will miss her, but she's going to do awesome things where she's heading next. I'm here available to answer any questions that anyone might have about becoming a volunteer as well. You can also contact Carolyn, but yeah.
Are there other programs coming up that we should be aware of that are on the immediate horizon line?
Yeah, I mean, not related to this, to the water quality monitoring program, but we do have an Earth Day event coming up with KLT and FSPW. On the 23rd, Saturday, the 23rd of April at Pine Street Woods. But yeah, that information will be on our website. But I'm excited to see where this program goes, and there will be other opportunities to volunteer with our lakes position.
I think as we roll into April, we're going to have another morning show conversation about Earth Day. We usually do. That's always a good draw. So as transitions occur, for folks who want to find out more information about these trainings and events, will the Waterkeeper's website stay active for a while or start redirecting to ICL, or have we figured out that level of detail just yet?
Go ahead, Becca, you take it on.
Well, I was actually just going to ask. I think we're creating a new page that will have some of this info as we get a lake's position started and house some of this data that the Waterkeeper has kept for the last decade, more than a decade. So we're excited to have that up and running once this position gets started. But I'm not sure how long the Waterkeeper's website will stay up.
So Carolyn, where are you going and what are you doing?
Well, I'm so sad to be leaving Sandpoint in North Idaho. I really love it here. But I'm also really excited to go off on a new adventure. I've got a seasonal position with the Forest Service this summer. I'll be working for Sierra National Forest as a biological science technician. And I'll be focused on fisheries and amphibians. And so my main job description is going to be looking for endangered frogs and identifying tadpoles and hiking up to alpine meadows and looking for frogs and toads and fish and salamanders. And anyway, it's hard to imagine a better summer, really.
That sounds fabulous.
Yeah. I've worked with the Forest Service previously, and it's just a really ideal job for someone in their 20s to just be paid to be outside and hike around and look for frogs and fish. So,
well, then in the fall, you'll have to find a way to come back to Sandpoint.
Yes. Well, I have family up here. I have family and friends, and I'll always remain connected to North Idaho. So it won't be goodbye forever. Just to see you later.
Very good. And Brad, it sounds like your future holds more meetings, at least in the immediate future, with the potential to hand that baton off.
Yep. Hopefully we'll be able to get someone in place, you know, in the May, June timeframe. But in the meantime, you know, Beck and I will kind of tag team some of this through the transition. I was really impressed by how well Carolyn has set up the water quality monitoring program for LPOW. When we sat down with her to figure out how they do this program, and you know, she has a training manual and all this stuff. And I was a little intimidated just by how well it's been done. And I'll be honest, I'm a bit nervous about the transition to see if we can do it as well as they have done it. So, you know, people might have to excuse us while we learn the ropes, but eventually we'll try to make sure that we meet the high standard that they've already set for their water quality monitoring program.
And sounds like Becca will be juggling a lot of things. She's going to have to manage a little bits and pieces of everything for the next month or two.
Yeah. Well, I have Carolyn's cell phone number, so I'll be in contact.
Yeah, there will be some phone calls made.
So I'm sure as we wind down, before we even get to closing thoughts, are there anything or things that each of you would like to tell our listeners, who some of whom may be members of the Lake Pondere Waterkeepers or ICL or both? Now's a great opportunity.
Yeah, well, I'll take that. I want to say a couple things. One, I want to let everybody know for myself personally what a joy it has been to be working with Carolyn. She has just a rock star, this woman, I tell you. She has really helped me keep it together here at the office in the numerous ways. And I just want to put a big thank you to Carolyn. As far as a couple other things that are going on, one that I forgot to mention earlier, just sort of as a parting project here, I think that the Lake Pondere Waterkeeper has a great opportunity to partner with the city of Pondere on doing a demonstration stormwater project over in Pondere coming up. We had gotten some 319 grant money last year for our monitoring. We're able to divert some of those funds to this other project. I'm really excited. I think we're going to be able to filter, you know, 90% of all of the water that comes off of the Bonner Mall parking lot across through Les Schwab and really do a great job of cleaning up the water before it goes into Sand Creek. So keep your eyes out for that one. There'll be more about that. Eric's doing a great job of sort of coordinating some of that as well. And then I just want to put a shout out to our members and just, you know, the people that have supported us financially in the past. We absolutely appreciate that. And I would want to encourage you to direct your support to ICL, to this Lakes program. And so let's just keep this thing rolling as a community. You know, this is our water. We own it. We need to hold people accountable, and they're the new mechanism for, you know, being able to make that happen. So please, you know, if you were supporting us, please support them.
Thanks, Steve. That was super generous. I appreciate the props and the promotion there. One thing I wanted to mention, Phil, is, you know, I really got to know Steve well when we started working together on this proposed marina at the mouth of Trestle Creek, which will drastically change the nature of that site forever and impact the fisheries and the wetlands that are there. And I just found out yesterday that the Idaho Club, which is the proponent of the project, has submitted a revised proposal to the county for the marina and the five residential units they're proposing out there. And there's gonna be a planning and zoning hearing at the county administration building on April 21st at 5:30. So for anyone who's been following that project and is concerned or would like to learn more, that's an opportunity to get involved. So again, you know, for anyone who's interested in the Trestle Creek marina and condominium development, that hearing is at the Planning and Zoning Commission at the Bonner County Administration Building on April 21st at 5:30.
Very good. Okay, we'll do a quick round robin of closing thoughts, and we'll start, Becca, with you.
Thanks. Yeah, I think from knowing Carolyn since she's been in Sandpoint and working at the Waterkeeper, I've gotten a real sense of how important this program is to both Carolyn and Steve and to the whole community. So I'm really excited to have the opportunity to take that on and continue it with ICL, and really excited to meet people and hear why you love our lake and why you're excited to keep this program going. So if you are available to come to March 31st meeting at ICARTS, we'd love to see you, especially if you have questions or anything that you're concerned about or anything like that. Love to talk to you.
Carolyn, why don't you go next?
Well, first of all, thank you everyone for all your sweet words, Steve. It has been an ultimate pleasure to work with you. You've been really awesome. I'm super, super fortunate for this opportunity to work with the Waterkeeper. I've told so many people, my friends, my family, and, you know, strangers I meet at cleanups and on the lift, is just, this has been a dream job for someone like me to work so closely with the community and to really share all the information that I'm so passionate about. And I love, you know, sharing information about Lake Monterey and the history and the ecology, and then also it's so inspiring to me to work with a community that's so connectly tied with the surrounding area. And everyone has just been so supportive and passionate about the work that the Waterkeeper does. And I'm so excited to see the future of this position at ICL. And I'm just excited to see where it goes and to the future of preserving our watershed and, you know, keeping it this beautiful gem of North Idaho. But yeah, it's been the support of our community has been, you know, superior to anything else. And all of our volunteers have just been a true joy. I'm really, really fortunate. All the volunteers of the monitoring program have been super supportive and helpful. I'm so excited that so many are going to be returning this year. It's going to really help ICL with the transition, I think. and then just folks I meet at cleanups and all the kids that I meet through my educational programs have been just really inspiring to see. You know, the future of stewardship of our environment is really exciting for me. And so this has been a dream job for me. I'm really fortunate, and I'm really lucky that I also have ties to the area. And yeah, thank you everyone for your kind words, and I'm excited for the future.
Thank you, Carolyn. Brad, why don't you go next, and we'll leave the final word to Steve.
Sounds good. Well, I just really want to express my gratitude to everyone that is associated with the Lake Pendere Waterkeeper. I'm incredibly honored to have been approached by the Waterkeeper to take on this work, and, you know, whether it's Steve or Carolyn and everything they're doing to make this transition happen, or their board for even considering it, and their supporters, we want to welcome everybody that was part of Lake Pendere Waterkeeper with open arms to ICL. If you're not already a part of our community. And yeah, I'll just say that in parting, I'm really envious of Carolyn's summer in the High Sierras and Steve's, going off and catching some trout in a beautiful backcountry river. I'd like to do more of those things too. So fun.
Sounds good. Steve, why don't you take us out?
Thanks, Phil. I appreciate it. I mean, really, I've said most everything I had to say, but it really is all about swimmable, fishable, drinkable. You know, we need to pay attention to, you know, our waterways. You know, they are precious. I'm also feeling like we're at this turning point right now. Like I haven't felt this way before, you know, in the entire decade. And I think it has a lot to do with the influx of, you know, land development issues that are coming at us, whether it's Trestle Creek, Camp Bay, you know, an illegal campground here, you know, some other fill over here. But I'm really sensing that this community is starting to pay attention like it hasn't before, you know, and that makes me really happy. I mean, I saw the county commissioners reverse a decision that they had made, and that is unprecedented. And the reason why that happened is because local people stood up, they showed up at the hearing, and they pretty much just demanded it, right? And so we haven't really felt that type of engagement, you know, up until now. And so, I just want to say again, I'm really just pleased that the support that the Lake Ponderay Waterkeeper is giving, you know, we want to encourage you to move that support to ICL so that we can keep this, you know, this momentum going. And I'm really just happy to have been a part of the movement. And like I said, I'm not going away. So you'll continue to hear from me, just not in the same capacity. And then I also, just in closing, Phil, you know, we've been doing this for a while, and I wanted to give a special thanks out to KRFY Community Radio for having us on so much and tolerating me and my rhetoric, you know, and really, you're just you're another incredibly valuable asset to this community. And, you know, thank you, Scott Daly, for, you know, being here at the beginning to sort of get this whole thing set up. And keep up the good work, and appreciate you allowing so many wonderful organizations to come on your station and get their message out. So a big thanks to you. Yeah. And your group.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve. KRFY's goal or mission is to really give power to the community, to the voices and the diversity of issues and opinions we have here. And this is a wonderful example of how community radio in action can bring to light this transition and help inform our listeners and the community at large, help inspire them. It's been great having all of you on today. If listeners have just tuned in and only heard a portion of this interview, we've been talking today about the transition of Lake Ponderay Waterkeepers advocacy and monitoring programs to go over to the Idaho Conservation League. With us have been Steve Holt, the executive director, and Carolyn Canock, the associate director of the Lake Ponderay Waterkeepers, along with Brad Smith, the North Idaho director, and Becca Rodak, communications and engagement assistant for the Idaho Conservation League. This has been a very, very interesting show. Even if you've heard it all, you may want to tune back in or go to the website later on, download the podcast, and listen to it one more time.